are back. It is Friday, March 31st, and we're here with a much, much bigger slate than there was last night. 13 games on the schedule for tonight. It's Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. 13 games. How are we feeling?
A lot of games, man. It's this is not going to be fun, especially at the end of March when it comes to basketball. I'm just ready for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, because this is when you got guys sitting out last minute, guys in last minute. This is your worst.
Yeah. So, but no, we might as well get into it, man, with 13 games.
Yeah, I'm good with wasting no time because even last night's games weren't very good. The Bucks got beat by 41 to the Celtics on TNT, national TV. And then, the Pelicans beat the Nuggets? Pretty decent.
I mean, Washington beats Boston just a couple nights ago, and then Boston comes out and destroys Milwaukee.
Hey, the NBA never makes sense.
Yeah, basically makes me think Washington should be in the playoffs.
Washington's going all the way. We can't even get in the play-in right now.
I know.
Yeah, but that was it. Only two games on the slate last night, so 13 tonight, so I think we can just go ahead and hop into it.
Yep, let's do it.
All right, of course, before we jump into it, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the thumbs up button, subscribe if you haven't. Hit the notification bell to get notified when a new episode comes up. If you're listening to this in podcast form, download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you can. Anything and everything is always appreciated from all of you. But let's get into this NBA slate. First game on the slate, we got the Chicago Bulls facing the Charlotte Hornets. Bulls are 9-point favorites with an over-under total of 224. Injuries you got. Alex Crusoe, Andre Drummond, Javante Green, questionable. Kelly Oubre, Dennis Smith, questionable. Gordon Hayward, doubtful. Terry Rozier, Cody Martin, out.
I'll start us here for Chicago. Definitely looking at Vooch. Fantastic spot here. $8,100 on DraftKings. Went up a couple hundred bucks, but still, I mean, just came out against LAL and put up 55. So,
yeah,
good spot against Charlotte. So, I don't mind going there.
What'd you say he was?
$8,100.
Yeah, $8,400 on FanDuel, so love them at that price.
Yeah, I mean, it's Chicago. All these guys look pretty good. Their prices aren't too bad. LaVine, $8,100. DeRozan, $8,200. Got no issues with any of those guys in my lineups. It's a good matchup. Even Pat Beverley, you know, came back down in price a little bit, down to $4,300 on DraftKings. So I don't mind taking a few shots there, especially if I need a cheap, you know, point guard or shooting guard. You can play him at both, but I was playing him there for a while, then he got boosted up to 5,300, but now they're back down to 43. I don't mind taking some shots.
Yeah. The only other guy that I got, if you're looking for a total flyer down there, if Andre Drummond sits tonight, Derek Jones Jr. is the one who's been picking up those backup center minutes. If you're just down there, 3,900 on FanDuel, need someone to put in there. If you're going stars and scrubs maybe for tonight's big slate, he could be someone decent to look at.
Yeah, and that being said, though, if Drummond plays at 3,800, I mean, might be worth a few shots if you're playing 150.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but yeah, that's all I really had.
Yeah, that's it for the Bulls for me, so we can jump to the Hornets. I'm going to go straight to the center here, Mark Williams, 5,700. He was rested in the last game, so should be good for this one, probably starting. 5,700 on FanDuel just feels like a great price, and it's even a good matchup, so.
Yep, that was probably the one main play I had interest in here because I'm with you. He's back. He should start. You know, you saw what he did in the last game, 32 minutes. So, yeah, 5,800 on DraftKings. I'm with you. I like the spot.
Yeah, and it's looking like it might be Kai Jones, who's the center who sits tonight. So,
yeah.
Him and Nick Richards would be good.
I hate even messing with the backup crap. I did that last game with Mark Williams, and Richards never even came in a game.
Yeah, but Williams should be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides that, a couple cheap guys you can still look at, but they're not as cheap anymore because they're really bumping up their prices now. Savi Mykhailiuk just put up 51 against OKC. Never thought I would have said that. He's 5,200 on FanDuel. If these guys are still out tonight, you can look at him. And Dennis Smith Jr., if he plays at 6,500, I think you can look at him too.
Yeah, Savi got pushed up to 6,300 on DraftKings. So, I mean, you want to play him. By all means, go for it. I don't know that I have a lot of interest at that price tag, but I didn't really have a whole lot of interest in the rest of this team. I mean, PJ Washington's up to $8,500. Don't even know yet what's going to happen with Dennis Smith Jr. He is 68. If he plays, I guess you could go there if you want. But, yeah, I think you just kind of got to wait and see. what happens with Smith. I mean, Theo Melanon went from 3,900 to 5,500.
Yeah. But I mean, if Dennis Smith is out, he's starting. He's the only point.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he just played 38 minutes. So if he plays, I don't mind him at 5,500. But other than that, that's really all I had was Williams.
Yeah, that's about it for me, too. So we can jump into the next game. See what we got here. We got the Toronto Raptors facing the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers are 5.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 224.5 injuries. You got Delano Banton, Will Barton, Gary Trent Jr., Joe Wieskamp, questionable for Toronto.
Yeah, another kind of unappealing matchup when you really look at it. But yeah, I do have a little interest in the center spot here, Poeltl at 6,700. I still don't mind that. I mean, you're probably going to want him out there as much as possible if you're going against Embiid here. So minutes, though, have been up and down, but I still don't mind taking some shots at him. Came down a little bit in price, so 6,700. I don't mind that.
Yeah, 7,500 on FanDuel. I'm a little iffy on him, but, I mean, you can totally take some risks on him.
Yeah, I mean, averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute this year, so I'm with you. I'll have him in a few.
Yeah, the only other guy that I really have any interest in is OG. He's 6,600, so still around the same price he's been. His last two games have been great, 34 and 51 against Miami and Washington. And it's a decent matchup tonight, going up, matched up against Tyrese Maxey at that shooting guard spot. So, especially if Gary Trent sits, picks up a lot more minutes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If Gary Trent sits again, I'm with you. He's 6,600 on DraftKings, but I think Trent not being there, you know, he's playing massive minutes. These Toronto guys do anyway, but.
Yeah,
I don't mind taking some shots there, but for the rest of the team, I mean, I don't really like the matchup, and they're all still priced up pretty good, right? Probably where they should be. So, I didn't have a whole lot of interest.
Yeah, there is no one else for me.
Nope.
But we can jump to Philly. I'll let you kickstart us on this side as well.
Yeah, I ain't got a whole lot from this side either. I will keep going back to Harden though, just for the point he's under 10K. You know, 9,700. On DraftKings, still averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute this year. So, by all means, like I said, the matchup doesn't get much better on the other side for them either, but I don't mind taking some shots at Harden whenever he's under 10K.
Yeah, 9,500 on FanDuel. Don't mind that at all either.
Yeah, I mean, Tyrese Maxey, though, is up to $8,500. I'm not going there.
Yeah, he's 7,900 on FanDuel. I still don't love him.
Yeah. And, I mean, by all means, Embiid, if he gets in my lineup, set 11-1, I got no issues with it here.
Yeah.
It's Embiid. You know what this guy can do. So, if he lands there, that's fine. I'm not, you know, making him a priority. But, yeah, I got no problem if he gets in some lineups.
Yeah, definitely no problem with Embiid in my lineups.
Yeah. Other than that, I feel like everybody's kind of priced up still on Philadelphia. So, for Harden not being in.
Yeah, I mean, they even still got Melton at almost 6K off the bench.
Yeah, he's still 5,500 here. You got Tobias still 6K. Yeah. So Harden and Embiid are probably the only places I'd really look here.
Yep, I agree with you there. So that it for that game then?
Yep.
All right, jumping into the next. We have got the OKC Thunder facing the Indiana Pacers. Thunder are 2.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 236. Injuries, you got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Lindy Waters out, Miles Turner questionable, Chris Duarte, Tyrese Haliburton out.
Yeah, I mean, I still think I'm going to keep looking at Isaiah Joe here. $5,300 on DraftKings. You can play him shooting guard, small forward. Price did go up. I know he had a bad game against Detroit, but over the last three, he's averaging just under a fantasy point per minute. I mean, playing pretty good minutes, over 32 over the last two games. So with SGA still out, I don't mind it at $5,300.
Yep, $5,500 on FanDuel. Really like him at that price. I honestly like this whole OKC team. Isaiah Joe, 5,500, like you said, is great. Jalen Williams at 7,600 is great. He averages 40 fantasy points a game with no SGA this season. Even Giddy at 8,000 on FanDuel, don't mind that at all. And then someone else that I'm completely blanking on. Oh, yeah, Lou Dort, 5,900. He averages almost 30 without SGA this season.
Yeah, Dort 5,900 DraftKings. I'm right there with you there, and I like the Jalen Williams call too. 7,500 on DraftKings, balling out right now. So, yeah, I got no problem with any of these guys.
Yeah, Jalen Williams 40 plus in his last three.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. So, yeah, I'll keep rolling him out here with no SGA.
Yeah, but besides those four, everyone else is a lot riskier.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. So that it for you then?
Yeah, it's pretty much it for me. I mean, I was playing the other Jalen Williams for a while, but his price has slowly gone up. He's 4,400 now, and I don't have quite the interest like I did when he was 38. So
it's funny, he's just now finally starting to go down on FanDuel.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's 4,900, but
yeah, so
still not my favorite price.
Yeah, me neither. Did you see Pokka Cheski is cracking minutes?
I mean, he's played 3 minutes and 9 minutes in his last two.
I know.
They could be ramping him up before the play.
That's what I'm wondering. So, but I still don't know that I'm going there till he gets decent minutes.
Yeah, definitely.
But, so that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it for this one. So we can jump to Indiana then. I'll let you kickstart us on this side.
I mean, I still think you could look at guys like Benedict Mathurin here. He's $6,300 on DraftKings, so he did get a nice little price jump. But gosh, 38 or more minutes over the last two, 41 in the last one against Milwaukee. You got no Haliburton, no Duarte. This guy's playing insane minutes. So shooting guard, small forward, you can play him on DraftKings. I got no problem going there at $6,300.
Yep, he is $6,000 on FanDuel, so love him at that price.
That's
too.
Nice. Yeah.
Don't mind Nembhard in this matchup either. $6,400. I know it seems a little pricey for him, but over his last two games, he's put up 39 and 34, and those were against Milwaukee and Dallas. He gets OKC tonight, who is much worse against that point guard spot, especially with SGA sitting tonight. So $6,400, no Haliburton. Don't mind rolling out that price for Nembhard.
Yeah, 62 on DraftKings. So yeah, I'm with you. I mean, him and Mathurin, man, they're just they're playing pretty good ball right now. And like I said, you don't have to worry about Haliburton. So I got no problems with either one of them.
Yeah, and I mean, I kind of have a good feeling that Miles Turner won't even play here tonight.
That's kind of what I was thinking,
they're
too.
Saying, I mean, he's questionable right now, but the head coach made it sound like he could sit for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look like no reason.
I mean, I guess you're right at this point. I mean, does look like Buddy Hield will be back here. So,
yeah.
6K if you want to throw him in. I think it could hurt. I mean, I'm feeling like it could hurt Nwora a little bit here with Buddy Hield coming back. So I don't have as much in Nwora's up to $5,800 now. So other than that, though, I do have some interest in these centers. Don't really know which one's going to do which on any given night. Jalen Smith, $5,300, played good the last game, but Isaiah Jackson, $4,900. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to mix and match some of these guys, but especially if Turner sits. Isaiah Jackson at 4,900. I do kind of like that price tag.
Yeah, Jackson's at 5,800 and Smith is at 5,400. So,
yeah, see, they're flip flopped on DraftKings. Smith is more expensive.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd definitely mix and match them too.
Yeah, the one good thing about Smith is you can play him at the power forward spot. So that does benefit. But just keep an eye on Miles Turner. I mean, if he plays, I don't really have interest in either one of them. But if he sits, I'll definitely have some interest in those two.
Yep. Agreed. Don't know if there's anyone else for Indiana for me.
No, me neither.
All right. Jumping into the next game on the slate, we have got the Orlando Magic facing the Washington Wizards. Magic are 1-point favorites with an over-under total of 225.5. Injuries, you got Kevon Harris out for the Magic. Daniel Gafford questionable. Bradley Beal, Kyle Kuzma out. Not even favored against the Magic.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
You starting this off or me?
You can go ahead and start us.
All right. With Orlando, I've been looking at Franz Wagner, but he's been going off these past few games. He put up 42, 43, 36, 34, 46 in his last five, but he's up to 7,700 on FanDuel. Would you be willing to pay that for Franz Wagner on a 13-game slate?
Well, it's funny. I really like him here, especially this spot against Washington. But see, the difference is he's $1,000 cheaper on DraftKings. He's $6,700.
Yeah, see, that's nice.
Yeah, for that price tag, I have a lot of interest in him tonight. FanDuel, though, on the 13-game slate, yeah, that's kind of up there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic matchup, but that's a hefty price for Franz Wagner.
I mean, they did just play each other 4 games ago in 39 minutes. He put up almost 36 on DraftKings. So I don't know. I like the price definitely better on DK. I'd be a little more hesitant over there on FanDuel.
Yeah, definitely agreed. I just wanted to bring him up because of the matchup in itself.
No, I'm with you there too.
Yeah. So.
A couple of cheaper guys, though, I do have some interest in here. Jalen Suggs, $4,200. I kind of like that price tag here. With him back, I mean, last two games he's been back, he's played 24 minutes coming off the bench. So $4,200, this is a good spot against Washington. So I kind of like that a little bit. Banchero, $7,400. I got no problem going there. Or Carter Jr. at $6,600. It's a good matchup on the other side. So, I mean, some of these guys' prices, they're about where they should be, but I don't mind throwing them in some lineups.
Yeah, Carter is $7,100, so definitely don't mind him tonight. You can play him at power forward on FanDuel, which is great. Suggs, though, is $5,600 on FanDuel.
Tag on. Yeah, I love the $4,200 price tag on him.
Yeah, I think that's a great price on DraftKings, but don't know that I'm touching him on FanDuel.
Nah, I'm with you there.
But besides that...
I'm still waiting. I mean, I like Markelle Fultz, especially as a basketball player. I'm just waiting for his price to come down, though. I mean, I still feel like he needs to get back around 6K. He's 64 on DraftKings, so... Yeah, all in all, I think Wagner's my favorite play for Orlando on DraftKings.
Yeah, definitely. So we can jump to Washington then. I'm going to go straight here to the center spot. Daniel Gafford is questionable tonight. If he does play at $5,300, though, really like him at that price on FanDuel. Like you said before, getting really solid minutes without Kuzma, without Beal. So if he plays at $5,300, should see some good minutes tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's 5K on DraftKings, so I do really like that, especially if he's in the starting lineup again.
Yeah. Also, don't mind, where is he? Kispert at 5K. It's a pretty good matchup at that shooting guard spot. He's playing massive minutes for the Wizards, 33, 39, and 36 in his last three games. I mean, just with the minutes alone, I don't mind taking shots on him.
Yeah, he's not a good fantasy producer, but I'm with you, man. He's just playing huge minutes right now. And, I mean, $4,700 on DraftKings, you can play him shooting guard, small forward. Just, yeah, like you said, minutes alone, man, he's worth a few shots.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm willing to rotate some of these guards in too. Monte Morris, who just flipping went off against Boston in 28 minutes in the last game, $5,400. I still don't mind that price tag. And DeLon Wright at $4,900. I mean, if something happens and Gafford does sit here again, I mean, I'm pretty certain when DeLon Wright thrown into the starting lineup with Morris. Yeah, so, I mean, either way, though, he's playing good minutes coming off the bench, 29, 34, and 31 over his last three. So $4,900, I don't even mind taking shots at that.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that at all.
Yeah, but other than that, yeah, Porzingis, $9,500. You see what this guy can still do.
Still playing big minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you can play him power forward or center. Just put up almost 65 against Boston in 34 minutes. So,
yeah.
Still playing. Yeah, good minutes. Last two games, 34 minutes in both. So, I mean, it's a good matchup. I don't mind a few shots on him. The last game, they just played four games ago or whatever. In 38 minutes, he put up 49 fantasy points against them. So,
yeah,
you know, worth a few flyers.
Yeah. And, of course, don't be afraid to keep looking at Johnny Davis. It's worked out the past couple games. They're really ramping his minutes up as they're getting closer to the end of the season. He's still only 4K on FanDuel.
Yeah, $3,700 on DraftKings. And, I mean, he's paid off his salary just about in the last two. So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't mind him as a flyer down here.
Yeah, 23, 29, 14, 23 minutes in his last four.
Yeah, so... No, not a bad call.
And real quick, just to see something, what is Denny's price on DraftKings?
Well, the fact that I didn't really even bring him up, he is $7,100.
Yeah, $7,200 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, but his production over the last three, I mean, he's put up 38 or more fantasy points in the last two, and two of those he put up 47.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hate to say it, but, I mean, his production. I mean, he's probably priced where he should be.
Yeah, I mean, he has been going off these last few games.
I mean, he's basically, you're looking at him at $7,100 on DraftKings and saying to yourself, do you think he can go out here and put up 36, 37 fantasy points to pay off his salary, which he probably can. Yeah, I mean, he probably can totally do that in this matchup. But, I mean, I think what I would really want him to get over 40, and that's the key. Can he do that? But he's shown he can, so odds are I'm going to have him. I hate seeing Denny with $7,100, but I'll probably have him in some lineups.
Yeah, just in case he goes. It's crazy seeing him at that price.
In case he goes for another 45-point night.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, did that against Boston.
Yeah, I mean, against some good teams.
Yep.
So
That it for this one, though?
That's it.
All right, jumping into the next, we have got the Atlanta Hawks facing the Brooklyn Nets. Hawks are 1-point favorites with an over on a total of 240.5 injuries. You got, where's this one at? DeAndre Hunter, Jalen Johnson, questionable. Dayron Sharpe, probable for the Nets.
Yeah, I'll start us here. Trey Young's 8,900. I just think that's too cheap. I think it's a fantastic price on the. I thought he was a good price in the last game at 9,100. Now he's 8,900, and that was against Cleveland. Now he gets Brooklyn. I just, you know, it's too cheap. He's averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute. I got no problem rolling him out here tonight, that price tag.
Yeah, still 10K on FanDuel.
Yeah, dang on, man. That really makes the DraftKings price look better.
Yeah, 8,900 is fantastic for Trey Young.
Yeah. And also, I was going to say, I like DeJounte Murray, $7,600 too. Another guy, I just think his price tag's fantastic right now. Both these guards are in good spots here against Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's he's still 8,500 on FanDuel. I was just going to say, what are you thinking about the centers here?
I mean, the only thing I can say is Capella's minutes have still been over the last four. I mean, he's played at least 27 or more in every game. It's a fantastic matchup against the Brooklyn front court. So,
yeah,
I mean, I'm going to roll out Capella at 6,200 just for his upside. I mean, you see his upside. Memphis, he put up 50. Indiana, 44. So I think this is the good game here. I would think this game stays close, and I'm going to roll him out. I like the $6,200 price tag, and, I mean, maybe he gets his 30 minutes here.
Yeah. I will just say Okongwu has put up 30-plus in 7 of his last 8 games off the bench.
Yeah. It's flipping crazy.
I mean, he's playing like 17 to 22, 24 minutes a night.
All right, so here's the big thing. Would you play them together? Because what's crazy is you could have played, like, the Indiana game. Clint Capella put up 44, and Okongwu put up 32. You could have played them together, and they both destroyed their value.
Yeah, you could have.
So, I mean, granted, I know DraftKings, it's kind of – you really can't do it. I mean, you can, but you're taking up – your utility spot and your center spot.
Yeah, but what is Okongwu's price on DraftKings?
5K.
And what's Capella?
He's 62.
So it's at least a decent drop-off.
It is a decent drop-off. I mean, so, yeah, I got no problem with either one of them, honestly. It's another center spot here that I'm just going to be rotating them in and out. I mean, I intend on playing a decent amount of lineups tonight with all these games, so yeah. I'll easily have some of both of them.
Yep.
I don't know whether I'll actually have them. In the same lineup. I'll definitely have my share of them because I love the matchup.
Yeah, that's why I just wanted to ask because it's a phenomenal matchup.
What's the Kong Brew on FanDuel?
6,500.
Oh, okay.
And Capella's 7,500.
Oh, dang on.
So they're both expensive regardless, but.
Well, yeah. Sheesh.
I don't even know which one I'd lean on FanDuel.
Yeah. Yeah, gosh, I don't know either. I think I would just
avoid
part of me. Yeah, part of me would just say I'd at least take the savings and go with the Congo at that point. But
yeah, you're looking at, can Capella get around 38 and can a Congo get around 33?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely trickier on FanDuel.
Maybe I should just avoid him.
Yeah.
Anyone else for the Hawks, though? Because I didn't have anything else.
No, like I said, I think the both guards here are in good spots. Great prices here with Murray and Trey Young. So, yeah. Other than that, that's probably about all I got.
All right. So, we can jump to the Nets then. I'm going to go straight back to Spencer Dinwiddie here. He's only 8K on FanDuel. Besides that game against Orlando, he's been playing great. 43 against Houston, 38 against Miami, 49 against Cleveland, 40 against Cleveland again, back-to-back. It's a great matchup here tonight against Trey Young. So, Dinwiddie at 8K feels good to me.
Yeah, 7,800 on DraftKings, and I'm with you. I got no problem with it either. Like the price tag here. It's a good game, like I just said. Mikal Bridges, 7,800. Another guy got no issues rolling out here in this matchup. I mean, this game alone has some of these guys at some good prices, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
wait,
anybody else
you
like?
Did you name someone else?
Yeah, well, Mikal Bridges and Dinwiddie.
That's right. All right.
Yeah, I mean, they're
blanked out for a second.
I mean, both of them are 7,800. I just think that's, I think that's still a little too cheap for both of them.
Yeah, Bridges is 8,400 on FanDuel, but the way he's been playing,
that's probably,
still not bad.
I mean, that's probably more where it should be.
Yeah, especially over his last three games.
Yeah.
Been incredible.
But just a couple cheaper guys, Royce O'Neal, $4,700. I mean, he just, I still don't mind rolling him out there, playing mid-20s, upper-20s in minutes here, coming off the bench. So I like that price. And Dorial Finney-Smith is just all over the place, but $4,300 here. This is a great matchup for him, so I don't mind taking a few flyers on him.
Yeah, $4,300 on FanDuel as well. So,
but for the most part, I mean, that's kind of all. I mean, Claxton intrigues me a little bit at 7,100 in two games this year against Atlanta. He's averaged almost 40 fantasy points against them, so I do kind of like that price. I know he went up slightly, but, you know, I do have interest there. He's playing fantastic ball right now.
Have you seen Da'Ron Sharpe is becoming the new Andre Drummond?
Yeah, I saw that. He's probable tonight. So yeah, he is probable. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. They're pretty much the same price, $3,800. So if you,
him and Drummond
centers. Yeah. They're both 38, I think, on DraftKings. So
yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that like I'm playing Sharpe. He's 4,700 on FanDuel. So I don't have any interest.
Yeah.
In
I wouldn't touch him there, but I mean, he's like a Drummond. I mean, in 20 minutes against Cleveland, he put up 42 fantasy points. So
yeah. What you would need is like a blowout or something. And he's getting 20 minutes.
That's true. But you still, I mean, even on close games, he's probably going to play 15 minutes at least. And I mean, he's gone out here, three games ago against Miami in 14 minutes, he put up 26 fantasy points. So, I mean, right. He's just like, he's like the new younger Drummond.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, that's not a bad little call if you need a dirt cheap center.
Well, yeah, I think when I pulled up the way he's been playing and when I pulled up the fantasy points per minute thing, he was the guy at the very top.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, just thought that was funny because you're always playing Drummond.
Oh yeah, I throw a lot of lineups in, I like to throw out Drummond occasionally.
I know you do, but that's it for this game.
Yep.
All right, jumping into the next, we have got the New York Knicks facing the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavs are 3.5-point favorites with an over on a total of 222. Injuries, you got Derrick Rose questionable, Julius Randle out. Dang on, I completely missed that.
That's a big one.
Cleveland, you got Dean Wade probable, Howell Neto questionable, Jared Allen doubtful, Isaac Okoro, Danny Green out. How in the world did I gloss over that?
You only miss New York's greatest player is out.
I guess so. Yeah, he's out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, they said they're hoping he'll be back for their playoff run, but sprained his ankle in the last game. Left after like 15 minutes.
I did not even see the out tag next to him.
Yeah, see, makes all these New York guys look a little better now.
Yeah, forget that. This whole game just changed for me.
Don't get me wrong, though. These are still like some of the slowest teams playing against each other. So, but it does make a few of these New York guys look a little better. I kind of actually like taking some shots here. Josh Hart, $5,800. I mean, I think his playing time could increase a little bit now with Randall gone, so I do like that price tag at $5,800 here.
Hey, someone's got to pick up those rebounds.
Yeah. And gosh, Josh Hart can do it.
Yeah, $6,200 on FanDuel, so like him at that price too.
Yeah, and I really do like this center spot here. If you can quite figure out what's going on, Hartenstein's at $4,600 and Mitch Robinson's at $4,300. It's another center spot. I'm going to rotate these guys in and out because this is a great matchup, actually, with Mobley. Now at center on the other side, probably.
Yeah, definitely. What'd you say their prices were?
Hartenstein is 4,600. Robinson's 43.
Yeah, Robinson's 5,700. Hartenstein's 5,400.
Lord, man. I love the spot for him.
Although,
yeah,
I mean,
and I do
Hartenstein
think
picked up 28 minutes last game.
What's crazy is, I mean, Robinson over the last two, his minutes have been down while Hartenstein's been up, but I don't know. I mean, because I feel like you could also have Robinson go out here tonight and play 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so unpredictable.
Yeah, I mean, I do know some of those were blowouts. The Houston game, that was a blowout where he only played 20 minutes and he had three fouls. So I get that game. But regardless here, I think you got to look at Obi Toppin. at 4K on DraftKings. I mean, I don't know, but I think I have interest regardless at 4K. I mean, I feel like he's going to play decent minutes.
Yeah, he's 5K on FanDuel, so I mean,
I know when Julius Randle got hurt, he came in the game.
Yeah, so I mean, it would make sense. I don't even know who else they would start. They have no other power forwards, unless you're pushing Josh Hart down there.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, besides that,
where is it? Hang on, you could talk about anybody else you like real quick. I was just looking up something real fast.
I really didn't have too much. I mean, I got to imagine Brunson becomes your number one guy here at 8,500 on FanDuel. That doesn't feel like a bad price for him.
But, yeah, I mean, here, I'm just trying to look real quick. When they, let me see here. Julius Randle went out. When they started, yeah, Obi Toppin started the second half.
All right. He'll probably start tonight.
Yeah, so I would guess he's going to start here. So,
by all means, go for him.
Yeah, either way, at 4K, I mean, I really just like that play. But for the most part, I mean, yeah, I'm with you. Any of these guys are going to get some bumps up here. I mean, Brunson, 8K. The matchup's not good, but still, Brunson at 8K, and you got no Julius Randle right now. I, by all means, don't mind going there.
That's why I got to imagine it's going to be Brunson and Barrett as your number one, number two guys now.
Yeah, I mean, quickly will probably even pick up some extra minutes, but gosh, he's $8,400 on DraftKings. I'd rather play Brunson all day long. Yeah.
I will just throw out there what Obi Toppin last season when Julius Randle sat out, because Julius Randle, I don't think, has sat out a game this season. Last season in games that Julius Randle sat out, Obi Toppin averaged 37 fantasy points.
There you go.
Granted, you had no Brunson, but...
Yeah, I just think whether he starts or not, he's still going to get good playing time.
Yeah,
even coming off the bench. And 4K, I got a lot of interest there. And yeah, RJ Barrett, I think you brought him up, but 6,400. I don't mind looking there either. He's probably going to have to shoot the ball even more now. So
I would think so.
Yeah, like I said, the only thing that sucks is the matchup. The matchup's not very good. It's going to be a slow-paced game, but I do think a couple of these guys are cheap enough where you can look at them.
Yeah, it does stink they're playing Cleveland of all teams.
Yeah, but they'd also be the highest owned team if they were playing like Detroit or Charlotte or somebody.
They definitely,
would. It's probably a good thing. So, but that's all I really got.
Yeah, I think that is it for me. So we can jump to the next team. Where is it? Cleveland. I'll let you kickstart us on this side.
Yeah, I mean, Darius Garland, $7,400. He's another guard here I'm looking at. I think that price is just a little too cheap for what he's doing. So, you know, don't mind this here. The matchup, like I said, it's gonna be a slower paced game regardless, but I do like that price tag here, and I do think you can still look at Caris LeVert, because I imagine he'll still be starting here tonight. So $5,400, played 34 minutes in the last game, so I know he didn't have a great showing, but $5,400, I'll roll him out.
Yeah, they already got Okoro ruled out for tonight, so definitely look at Caris LeVert.
Yeah, I mean, Okoro's out. It sounds like Jared Allen is still doubtful, like he's not going to play. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think he's going to be in the starting lineup, and at 5,400, I'll go right back to him.
Yeah, definitely. I also don't mind looking at Lamar Stevens here. 4,400 on FanDuel. Picked up 40 minutes in the last game without Jared Allen. He's going to now be seeing Obi Toppin on the other side, not Julius Randle. So, 4,400, it's pretty good value for Stevens.
Yeah, $4,700. I mean, he doesn't do much with his minutes. He can occasionally have a decent game, but it sucks, man. 47 minutes.
Boy,
and he still couldn't break 20 fantasy points.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
I thought Chetty Osmond honestly would get more run.
He's going down in minutes.
Yeah, I did not think that would happen. I thought he would get more run with everybody out. But
yeah, and I mean, it's not even like they're playing guys like Dean Wade.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, you got any interest in Mobley?
He's up to 9,000 on FanDuel. I mean, he's put up 62, 44, and 65 in his last three. So if you get there, I mean, I'm not mad at it. No Jared Allen tonight.
No, $8,600 on DraftKings. So been playing 40 minutes over the last three games. So, I mean, yeah, it's a steep price tag, and the matchup's not fantastic. But, man, he's doing so much out there, especially with Allen off the court. So. I still don't mind taking shots at him. Plus, you can still play him power forward, so
yeah,
kind of don't mind it.
Yep, power forward center on FanDuel, so Don't mind it either.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for me. Donovan Mitchell's 9,100. He came up a little bit, of course, after he put up that 63 spot, and he was 8,600. That was a fantastic price. But
yep.
If he lands in some lineups, I'm okay with it. But that's all I got.
All right. Jumping into the next, then, we have got the Utah Jazz facing the Boston Celtics. Celtics are 13.5-point favorites with an over and total of 231.5. All these games we talked about in this one, tipping off at 7:30. We're not even past the 7:30 games yet.
It's ludicrous.
Injury report. You got Kelly Olynyk questionable, Jordan Clarkson, Lauri Markkanen, and Rudy Gay, Colin Sexton out, Peyton Pritchard questionable.
Let's see. What are we starting with? Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like not a single player.
Yeah. I wonder if Olynyk plays tonight.
Here's the thing. I think if Olynyk sits, I do think you can look at Chris Dunn at $5,800. I kind of like him if Olynyk does sit here, but I mean, a lot of these guys, man, it's just probably Talen Horton-Tucker's almost 8K against this Boston team. That's just, I don't know, man. There's not a lot I really like here.
Oh yeah, they bumped the crap out of everyone. I mean, they've got this power forward down here, Luka Samanic. Signed a 10-day contract, has played one game. He's already up to almost 5,000 on FanDuel.
Well, I will say he's only $4,200 on DraftKings.
He put
up 30
in the last game.
Yeah, if Olynyk sits, he is one guy I don't mind taking a shot at $4,200 just because, yeah, I mean, look at what he can do, and he's obviously trying to show what he can do in 10 days. So
yeah, I actually didn't mind Juan Toscano-Anderson if Kelly Olynyk sits. He picked up 24 minutes in the last game and is only $3,700 on FanDuel.
Oh gosh, he's just such a horrible
producer. But they've just got no one on the team.
So here's the deal: would you rather play Juan Toscano-Anderson or the Semenic, whatever his name is, Luka?
Are they the same price on DraftKings?
Well, Luka is $4,200 and Juan Toscano is $3,900, so it's a $300 difference.
I mean,
I think I'd rather take the upside with
Luka. Upside?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, Juan Toscano-Anderson doesn't do too much. I mean, that Luka had almost a 20% usage rate in the last game.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to look at. So keep an eye on that Olynyk news, because if Olynyk plays, I don't know that I like anybody. But if Olynyk sits, there are a few cheaper guys here I have a little bit of interest in.
Yeah, and Juan Toscano-Anderson had a 10% usage rate last game.
Yeah.
So you're talking double the usage.
Yeah, so that's kind of the way I would stand
Plus
there.
Like
I said,
it's Luka.
Exactly, man. All Lukas seem to be good in this league. So,
the one Luka I've seen play.
Yeah, to me, just keep an eye on Olynyk news. That's the biggest factor here.
Yeah, that's much bigger news than you think.
Yep, agree.
What's Kelly Olynyk's price on DraftKings?
$6,600.
You playing him if he does play tonight?
I mean, I will have some of them if he plays, but I'm not really excited about that price tag against Boston.
Yeah, I thought I had it. Just pulling this up real quick.
But there's no marketing. Kelly Olynyk can basically do, I mean, anything he wants out there.
He's playing his old team.
Yeah, he is playing his old team.
Yeah, he averages 35 on FanDuel and 38 on DraftKings without marketing this season.
Yeah, so that's what I said. I if he's in, I will, you know, play some of them. I can't say how much I'll have of them, but I'll definitely have, you know, my share of them.
Yeah, but this is going to be a weird game.
Yeah, and I mean, Boston's just playing weird right now. I mean, you had Porzingis just had a career night against them. So, hey, Olynyk could go out there and do the same thing.
Yeah, very well could, but that it for Utah?
Yeah, that's it. I think it all rests on whether he plays or not.
All right. Jumping to Boston. I don't even know what to think about this game.
Well, I gotta think Horford doesn't play.
Probably not.
But I mean, the only thing I can say is Horford did only play, I think, 22 minutes because they destroyed Milwaukee so much. So maybe he does. But normally he sits on back to back. So I do think if he sits here and Robert Williams is in,
would Rob Williams?
See, that's play what scared me too. Because yeah, I mean, he only played 19 minutes, but. Yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do. If something happens to him,
he was the last back to back he was healthy for. He sat out the second game.
Oh, did he?
I'm just. I don't know what they're gonna do. You can keep talking. I'm just gonna see if Horford sat out that game too.
Well, so if Horford sits and Williams plays, I do like Williams at $4,400. If both of these guys are out, then I think you could start looking at guys like Luke Kornet, or, you know, I guess you see who gets put in the starting lineup. Honestly, they're all minimum price. Blake Griffin, Muscala, Kornet. At this point, I would see who starts for him. But, I mean, all these guys are going to get increase in minutes. So,
yeah, so it was February 14th and February 15th was the last back-to-back that Rob Williams was healthy for. Williams played on the 14th. Horford sat, and then Horford played on the 15th. Williams sat. But they both played
That's why last night I thought Williams would sit, but that didn't happen.
I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. Instead, Williams went out and had a great game in 19 minutes. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's hard to talk about, but I kind of like Kornet if both these guys sit. He's minimum price, and you can play him at the power forward spot. So, I mean, he's already playing a few minutes right now off the bench. Nothing crazy, you know, 9-10 minutes, but he'd be interesting to look at if both these guys sit. But
yeah,
regardless what happens there, I do like Marcus Smart here tonight at $5,700. I think that price tag's still too cheap here, so I'm going to go right back to him here tonight.
Yeah, 6K on FanDuel, so don't mind him at all either.
Yeah, Derek White, $6,100. I mean, these guys didn't even play that many minutes last night, not full minutes because they destroyed Milwaukee. So $6,100 on DraftKings. I know it's up there a little bit in price, but it's a good, great matchup here against Utah's backcourt. So I like both these guard spots.
Yeah, he's 7K on FanDuel.
Do you think Brogdon plays?
He actually played
27 minutes last night.
Has Brogdon been sitting back-to-backs?
I looked. It had been February something since he played one.
Yeah, that's a good call. Hang on.
So, yeah, I mean, I was a little thinking that you could have Brogdon and Horford sit here. And if that's the case, like, yeah, Derek White and Smart, I really like both of those players here.
Yeah, definitely get better if Brogdon sits.
Yep. So.
But I don't know if I'm looking at Jaylen Brown or Tatum tonight. Tatum's up to 11K on FanDuel. I mean, if I get there, I'm not mad at it, but I'm not looking for him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going out of my way to play him. Tatum's 10-3, and Jaylen Brown's 9,200. I know they're going to work themselves into some of my lineups here tonight, and I got no issues with it, but, you know, not going to be seeking them out.
Yeah, just because the way Utah barely has any players, this one actually could be a blowout.
I know. Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. So that's, I don't know, kind of why I lean a little more towards some of the cheaper guards here.
Well, like you said, Boston's so up and down. Since they won so big last night, Utah's going to end up keeping it close with them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you look at the Washington team that they rolled out against them 2 games ago. And, I mean, other than Porzingis, we basically had backups and,
well, yeah,
you know, players in there. And they came out and destroyed them, 130 to 111. So you don't know. This team's all over the place.
Yeah, they are, but I just think with a lack of players and talent for Utah that could actually be a blowout.
No, you're right. So just keep an eye on just the news, I think, for Boston right now. Just see who's in, who's out tonight.
Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff could happen there.
Yeah, especially since they're on the back end of a back-to-back.
Yep, but I think that is it for that game. So we can jump into the next. We have got the Detroit Pistons facing the Houston Rockets. Now that's a fantasy game right there. The Rockets are 5.5-point favorites with an over under total of 228.5. Injuries, you got Killian Hayes questionable, Bojan Bogdanovic, Alec Burks, Hamidou Diallo, Rodney Magruder, Isaiah Stewart out. Houston's got KJ Martin questionable, Jayshon Tate out.
Yeah, I mean, I do think the Hayes is decent news, whether he plays or not here. Jaden Ivey, though, regardless, 7,100. I like him, and if Hayes sits, it's going to make him look that much better. And I do think you can even come down here and look at guys. If Hayes sits, you can look at guys like RJ Hampton for 3,800.
Yeah, definitely. Ivy, 6,900. If Hayes sits, that's fantastic. I'll pay that for him. And Hampton, 4,400 on FanDuel. Don't mind that if Hayes sits as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd pay 7,100 for Ivy regardless, just because it's a great matchup here. But yeah, if Hayes sits, man, it just makes him look so much better.
Hampton's played 20 or more minutes in 3 of his last 4 games, and that's with Killian Hayes playing.
Yeah, oh no, that's what I said. I really like him here if Hayes ends up sitting here. I mean, $3,800. I'm willing to take shots on him regardless, but if Hayes sits, just makes me like him more.
Yeah, and Paze does end up playing tonight. I actually do really like him at 6,300. I know that can seem a little much for Killian Hayes, but point guards against Houston, it's a phenomenal matchup.
Yeah, it really is a good matchup. And, I mean, he's been playing pretty big minutes here for the most part over, you know, well over 30 minutes here the last, like, 5 out of 6 games. Most of those over 35 minutes. So, yeah, 6,500 on DraftKings. I don't mind taking a few shots there, even if he does play.
Yep. But let me see if I got anyone else.
I do have some interest here in the centers. Wiseman, 55. Jalen Duren, 52. It's another one. I mean, I feel like I've talked a lot about this, man. A lot of flip-flopping of centers here tonight. But
yeah.
I don't mind taking some shots on either one of these guys. Maybe I'll lean Duren just for a little, you know, savings here. But I don't know. I feel like 1 minute one guy plays some minutes, the next game the other guy's in. So I don't know. I do have some interest here. Duren, when he does get the minutes, is balling. So I kind of have a little interest, more interest in him at 5,200.
Yeah, Duren is 6,700. Wiseman 6K. So I'm kind of just backing off him on FanDuel.
Yeah. I can understand that. So
yeah, but besides that, not much else.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I wanted to have interest in Bagley, but he's still almost 7K on FanDuel.
Yeah, he's 66 on DraftKings. And I tell you, the thing that just scares me the most, man, is his minutes are all over the place. He comes out, he'll play 36, and then he played 23 in the last one. I mean, if he was getting 36 minutes a night, I'd be playing him almost every night, especially against this matchup. But
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, just the minutes scare me a little bit.
Yep, but I think that's it for Detroit, so we can jump to Houston. I'm actually going to look at Jabari Smith here, 6,500. Don't love that price, but he's put up 30 or more in 3 of his last 4 games. Even had 40 or more in one of those against New York. Gets a phenomenal matchup against Pistons tonight. They are terrible defensively at that power forward spot, so 6,500, I don't mind it for Jabari Smith.
Yep, right there with you. 6,400 on DraftKings. I don't mind paying that at all. I mean, just came off a 40-minute game against Brooklyn. So, I mean, these Houston guys are playing the minute. So, I got no problem rolling these guys out here. And, I mean, other than him, too, I mean, Porter Jr., $7,700 here. Love this matchup. He's coming off a 59-point fantasy game against Brooklyn. So, I'll go right back there to him and Jalen Green at 6,900.
Yeah, definitely. 8,200 for Porter and 7,300 for Green on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very fantasy-friendly game here. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and if keep an eye on the KJ Martin news. If he does sit, I have some more interest in Tari Eason at $5,100 because, I mean, if you get no KJ Martin, I got to imagine Eason's playing at least 28 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
So I don't mind him at that price tag.
Yeah, and even this Josh Christopher here at shooting guard could pick up some more minutes too. He's played 17 and 13 in his last two.
Yep, good call there too. He's 3,500 on DraftKings. So yeah, I actually, you don't think the KJ Martin news really has a lot to do with it, but I mean, the guy's playing well over 30 minutes here. And if he sits, I mean, there's definitely room for these other guys to pick up more minutes.
Yep, definitely.
So, yep.
I think that's it though for Houston for me.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, if I land on some Şengün, I'm okay. But, you know, we've talked a lot of centers here already, so.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, on FanDuel, you can only play one center, so you're going to have to pick and choose.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's it for me.
All right. Jumping into the next, we've got the LA Lakers facing the Timberwolves. Lakers are 1-point favorites with an over-under total of 233. Injuries, you got Anthony Davis probable, LeBron James questionable, Mo Bamba out, Kyle Anderson, Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns probable, Jalen Noel, Torian Prince, Austin Rivers, Matt Ryan questionable, Naz Reid out. Gracious.
Yeah. Well, let's start it here. Revenge game.
Jared Vanderbilt.
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, D'Angelo Russell. How the heck did I forget about D'Angelo Russell?
You could say Vanderbilt, too, though. So, I mean, I like Russell's price tag regardless. I know LeBron's back here, but $7,100. Still playing. I mean, still played 36 minutes in the last game with LeBron back. So, I like that price tag here for him, man. Not to mention, I mean, little added bonus. You're playing your former team.
Yeah, definitely. 7,600 on FanDuel. Don't mind that either.
Yeah, but what's crazy is I actually do like Vanderbilt also here at $4,900. I mean, still played 25 minutes with LeBron back in the last game. And, I mean, that price tag's finally come down to where I don't mind throwing him in some lineups here. You can play him power forward or center. So I like that price tag.
What'd you say he was?
$4,900.
Yep, $4,900 on FanDuel as well.
And you still have the option that something could happen when LeBron sits, but I got to feel like LeBron's probably playing.
Yeah, because LeBron is only questionable right now, not probable. But yeah. Anthony,
do you
Davis
have any interest in LeBron?
10-6 might still be a little too much for me.
All right, he's 98 on DraftKings.
Yeah, maybe at that price.
I mean, this guy over the course of the year is averaging 1.5 fantasy points per minute. So, I know he came back and he's played 30 and 31 minutes, but gosh, I got a little bit of interest in him at that price tag.
So do you think he can get 49 fantasy points tonight?
Yeah.
That's at least hitting his value then.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I think he can. He just put up 44 in 31 minutes against Chicago, and I got to feel like his minutes are slowly going to keep coming up. I mean, he could go out there tonight and easily play 33, and on top of that, I mean, Anthony Davis is probable. I thought he was still questionable, so never mind.
Yeah, he looks like he's playing.
Davis, though, at 10-9, I'm not really interested in. But like I said, if I had to pick one, LeBron at 9-8, I just for the price alone, I kind of want to take a few shots.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you.
Plus, I don't think he would be that owned tonight.
Yeah, definitely not. Probably wouldn't.
But yeah, D'Angelo Russell and Vanderbilt are probably two of my favorite plays for LAL, though.
Yeah, that's probably about all where I'm at anyways.
Yep.
So you want to jump to Minnesota then?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. I actually like the point guard on the other side as well. Mike Conley, 5,800. He is the most consistently mediocre fantasy player that you got.
It up perfectly.
But I mean, he's literally put up 25, 25, 21, 25 in his last four games. So he's consistently around that, but he does have a ceiling. I mean, he's put up 52 against New York, 51 against Chicago this month. So it's a decent matchup going up against D'Angelo Russell on the other side. So 5,800, don't mind Conley.
No, 6K on DraftKings. And yeah, I still don't mind taking a few shots at him. I like that price better on FanDuel. I mean, in three games this year against LAL, he's averaged 33 fantasy points.
Yeah, that's nice.
Per game. So yeah, that is pretty nice. I actually, though, do have some interest here in Karl-Anthony Towns. Looks like he's going to play here tonight. He's $8,100. I just like that price tag, man. Played 34 minutes in the last game. He seems like he's getting back up to his normal minutes, and I'm going to play him right now while he's still this price. I mean, this guy at one point throughout the year was 10K earlier this year. So $8,100, I really do like him here.
Yep, exact same price on FanDuel, so don't mind that either.
Yeah, and still don't mind taking shots at Rudy Gobert at $7,300. The matchup's good here tonight going against his LAL team, so got some interest there too, but.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert is 7,700. What'd you say he was on DraftKings?
73.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. And last guy I'll hit on too is Anthony Edwards, 8,800. Still like that price tag on him. He just came out and played 40 minutes against Phoenix. So if you were worried about him when he came back on the 26th, his minutes are back up there. He's made huge minutes, 40 and 39 over the last two. So 8,800. Like I said, this is just a good matchup all around against LAL, so I definitely don't mind, you know, mix and matching these Minnesota guys.
Yeah, Edwards is 8,600 on FanDuel, so great price for him.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yep.
So,
but
that is all I have, though.
Yeah, no one else for me either. So, jumping into the next, we got the other LA team, the Clippers, facing the Grizzlies in a rematch again. Grizzlies this time are 6.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 235. Injuries, you got Kawhi Leonard questionable, Paul George, Brandon Boston, Marcus Morris out. Memphis, you got, looks like all their guys are back. Besides, Zaire Williams is still out.
Yeah. Gosh, you see what Bones Highland did in the last game in 22 minutes?
Yeah, he put up 40.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I do think the Kawhi news, though, is massive here because if he sits again, then all these guys get bumps. If he plays, all these guys don't look as good.
Yeah, because they raised the prices of a lot of these guys. So if Kawhi's playing, I'm backing off a lot of them. Like Russ is 8,300. If Kawhi sits, based on what he did last game, I don't mind paying that. But, I mean, they got Bones Highland at almost 7K.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. The one guy, regardless, I do have interest in here, though, is Norman Powell. Came back in the last game, paid 24 minutes. He's a major piece, I think, for him going forward, especially with no Paul George right now. So I don't have any issues paying $4,800 for him.
Yeah, $5,300 on FanDuel, so don't mind that either. You know, already playing 24 minutes in his first game back.
Yep. But other than that, no, I think you got to wait and see what happens. I mean, you can look at guys like Bones Highland at $5,400 again here if Kawhi sits. But, you know, if Kawhi plays, I don't know that I'm going to have as much interest there. So same with you, like talking about Russ, he's $8,700. I don't really want to touch that unless Kawhi's out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind paying that for him if Russ is out. I mean, you saw what he did in the last game.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to see what his...
Does Covington come back out and play 32 minutes again? If Kawhi's back, I'm saying no. But if Kawhi's out, who knows? Yeah, so the last guy, though, on this team I do still have interest in is Zubac. I know he only played 23 minutes in the last game. He was in a lot of foul troubles. He had 5 fouls in those 23 minutes. So, he's been very up and down here lately, but he does have a ceiling and his price keeps coming down. So I do like still rolling him out here tonight at 5,300.
Yeah, 6,000 on FanDuel. So I'm a little iffier on him. But
yeah. Yeah. I can understand that. So
don't mind about that DraftKings price.
Yep. And if Kawhi plays, I mean, he's under 10K, 9,900. I mean, I don't mind a few shots there.
Yeah, he's 10-1 on FanDuel. So if he played, it's Kawhi.
Yeah, exactly. So
I think that is
all I got
for the Clippers for me, though. So we can jump to Memphis then. Are you going right back to Ja in this game, even with the guys back?
Yes, I think I am. Even at 10-1, I think I'll still play Ja. I mean, this is a fantastic matchup regardless, even with these other guys back. So, I don't know, man. I got no problem going there.
Yeah, 9,900 on FanDuel, so under 10K. Going up against Westbrook, I think that's great.
Yeah. I mean, he's another one, man. Still averaging 1.5 fantasy points per minute on the year. So, I mean, yeah, even at 10-1, man, I don't think I mind it.
Yeah. And one other guy I will throw out, Desmond Bane, just for price alone, has dropped a couple hundred to 7,600. I just think that's a great price for Desmond Bane.
Yeah, definitely still up there in price on DraftKings, 8,300. So that is a nice price tag there on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, matched up against Eric Gordon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, 8,300, though, you can still take some shots on him, even if you want on DraftKings. But yeah, I definitely like that price better over there.
But I wonder if Kawhi played, would Bane be covered by Kawhi?
Have no clue there.
Yeah.
I'm not certain what would happen. Still have some interest still in Tillman at $5,900 on DraftKings. Played at least 31 or more minutes over the last three. Just went off. I mean, he's gone off in the last three games, at least 35 or more fantasy points. So seems to be getting the minutes, man. If he can stay out of foul trouble, he had 5 personal fouls against LAC, but they let him keep balling out there. So I'm going to go right back to him, though. I still like the price tag.
Yeah, he's up to $6,700 on FanDuel.
Yeah, definitely a little more, especially, I mean, because you do have Jackson back tonight.
Yeah, definitely iffier on FanDuel.
Yeah, you like Jackson?
He's $8,700 on FanDuel, so, I mean, the way he's been playing, it's not crazy to pay that for him, but...
No, he's $84 on DraftKings. I'm with you. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have him, and if he gets in some of my lineups, I'm okay with it. But
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's about all I got.
That is about it for me as well. So we can jump into the next game on the slate. Only got a couple left here. We getting into the 10 o'clock games now. The Sacramento Kings in a rematch against the Portland Trailblazers. Kings are 14-point favorites with an over on a total of 231. Injuries, you got Matthew Dellavedova out for Sacramento. And, oh, gosh. Ryan Arcidiacono, Cam Reddish, doubtful, Trenton Watford, questionable, Jeremy Grant, Keon Johnson, Yusuf Nurkic, Anthony Simons, Damian Lillard out for the Trailblazers.
That's ludicrous. Just say the whole team.
Yeah, I mean, I think they only played, they only play like 7 players in the last game?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing, man. These guys are playing huge minutes for Portland.
Yeah, but we can kick start it with Sacramento. They just played the other night. Sacramento beat them by 40.
Yeah.
That's
which could easily happen here again.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the Utah thing. Portland's just down to so little players right now that I could very well see Sacramento blowing them out again.
Yeah, I mean, I still have a little bit of interest. De'Aaron Fox, I'll just run down them quick. I mean, De'Aaron Fox, $8,000. that's a cheap price for De'Aaron Fox. I know he didn't play full minutes in the last one because they blew him out, but gosh, if Portland just could find a way to even stay close, I do really like that price tag here on him. Malik Monk, 5,500, went off. Harrison Barnes, 53. I mean, I definitely think if the games are slightly closer, I mean, these guys could all go off again. And I think the one main guy just as a cheap piece is Trey Lyles at $3,600. Over the last two, he's played at least 21 minutes or more. So I do like throwing this guy in lineups. He's a cheap, you know, power forward option that you can get down there. And, you know, you get he could always get a little more minutes if you get these blowouts. So another just cheap power forward, though, I like.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, for the most part, that's about it. I don't know if I want to pay 10-4 for Sabonis if you're running these risks of him only playing 25, 26 minutes. I think, yeah, he only played 26 minutes in the last game. So I think there's some other center spots I'd really go to.
Yeah, some of these guys went off in limited minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame if Portland could keep it close and they play 35 minutes, all these guys could just blow up. But that's, I guess, you know, the risk you take.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to risk it, go for it. But I don't know how this game is going to look tonight.
Yeah, me neither.
But I think we can jump to Portland then.
Go ahead.
I mean, you can pretty much play anyone you want. You do have to watch out for that trend in Watford news. He is questionable. If he sits, that's going to open up a lot for a ton of other guys like it did in the last game. But if he plays at 6,100, you can definitely look at him. I mean, he should have a high usage rate if he does play. So if he plays like him, if he doesn't play, it's going to ton more guys you can look at.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like Watford if he plays here. He's $5,900 on DraftKings. So if he's back, I do definitely like taking some shots on him. But yeah, I mean, if not, it just the minutes, man. Shaden Sharp's almost 8K, $7,900, but he just played 45 minutes, put up 53 fantasy points. So I will go back there and look at him. I mean, Kevin Knox, 5K. I even hate to say it, but Thibault at $4,500, I got a little bit of interest just because if you don't have the bodies, he's playing the minutes, 37 minutes in the last game. I mean, there's nobody else to go to. So for the point, just the factor of minutes alone, I mean, I'll have some interest in him at 4,500.
Yep, definitely. Also, Drew Eubanks down here at, where is he, 5,600 on FanDuel. You can play him at power forward. He even had a 25% usage rate in the last game, which is absolutely insane for Drew Eubanks. So he's pretty much the only center on this roster. So,
yep, I'm with you. I'll go right back there too, $5,400. So just I think the Watford news matters for just a couple guys, so keep an eye on that. But yeah, guys like Eubanks. Guys like Eubanks and Shaden Sharp. I mean, I think these guys are minutes are there.
Yeah, they're safe.
I would think Thibault's minutes are there. He's although, I mean, safe. I do know. Yeah, I think he's safe. But, of course, you could have that game against New Orleans where he played 14 minutes. Yeah. So you kind of take that risk. But, yeah, other than that, man, I mean, like you said, the majority of the team looks pretty decent. I know some of their prices have gone up, but there's just not a lot of players to go around, so.
Yeah, I mean, they're missing a ton of pieces.
Yeah, so just keep an eye on the Watford news, though, because I do think he could be interesting if he comes back.
Yep, definitely good if he plays. If he doesn't, a ton of other guys you can look at down there below him.
Yep, agreed.
But I think that is it for this game, so we can jump into the next. We have got the San Antonio Spurs facing the Golden State Warriors. Warriors are 18-point favorites with an over and a total of 242. Injuries, you got Doug McDermott is probable, Keldon Johnson, Romeo Langford, Devin Vassell questionable, Kim Birch, Zach Collins, Jeremy Sohan out, and normal guys for the Warriors still out.
Yeah, I mean, it's San Antonio team. It's just you can't ever figure out what you're going to do with them until 30 minutes before game time and you find out the starting lineup.
Yeah, I just I don't even know.
I mean, some of the guys I do think are playing, Trey Jones at 5,900. I do have some interest there. Devontae Graham, you could even roll out there at 5,100. And then, of course, you know, you do have the center here.
Mamukelishvili.
I'll let you. I know you like saying his name, so I'll let you have at it. But even at 5K, I mean, playing decent upper 20s in minutes here. So just put up 34 against Utah in 29 minutes. So I don't mind taking some shots at him.
Yep. Averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute over his last five. Should be starting tonight. Should see anywhere from 25 to 28, 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah, so do like him. It's even a good matchup if Golden State, especially if Golden State starts Draymond at that center spot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if Kelton Johnson plays, I have interest because, I mean, the dude's playing decent minutes when he does play, and he's balled out the past two games, 51 or more fantasy points in the last two. So at 7,500, it is a pretty decent matchup against Golden State. So if he does play, I don't mind taking some shots there. Same with Vassell at 6,100 if these guys are actually in. And just another cheap power forward, small forward who you could look at is KW Bates Diop. You know, $4,800 too. I imagine he's in the starting lineup regardless.
Yeah, definitely, because Sohan is already out tonight, so he should be good to start.
Yep.
I can almost see San Antonio just being done with some of these guys for the season.
Well, that's what's crazy, though. I mean, I could see that too, but when they do play, they're playing over 30 minutes. So if they're going to go out here and play like that, man, I'll run them out there. But yeah, I don't know. At some point, they may just shut them down completely. So
yeah, we are in the in the weird part of the season.
Yep, I think you just got to wait for that starting lineup.
Yeah, definitely. You need some clarification on who will actually be playing tonight.
Agreed.
But I think that is it for San Antonio, so we can jump to Golden State. I'm going to go straight to Kuminga here at 5,100. Feels like a great price for him. Started in last game, played 31 minutes, only put up 22. But if he starts and sees those minutes again against the Spurs team, I definitely like him.
Yeah, he's only 4,300 on DraftKings, so I got to imagine his ownership is going to be pretty high tonight, even on a slate like this, just because he's dirt cheap and you can play him at power forward or center.
Yeah, definitely. We sound like we are falling apart as we get to these final couple games.
I've been reading too many names. Now the names are starting to flow together on the computer.
Well, I mean, 13 games is just insane.
Oh, yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, but other than that, Jordan Poole, 62. I don't mind going there. Klay Thompson, 68. Some of these guys' prices are actually pretty good for Golden State. It is a great matchup, and these guys could, even if it is a blowout, even in limited time, some of these guys could really go off.
So, I know he's gone off in the last three games, but Poole is 400 more than Klay now on FanDuel.
Oh, gosh, is he really?
Yeah. Klay is 7K, yeah, Poole is 7,400.
Dang, going. Yeah, Poole's been balling, and at 6,200, I still got interest in him. So,
yeah, I don't mind that at all. This could be the kind of game that DiVincenzo, he played pretty good in that New Orleans game.
Yeah, maybe he's finally trying to come back around. He is 4K, so if you want to take some shots there, I've got no issues with it.
Yeah, I mean, could see decent minutes, especially if Golden State gets a good lead tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, Curry is up to 10-5. I just fear whether this game stays close enough and he's playing the fourth. But if you think it does, man, it is a fantastic matchup. So,
yeah, definitely is.
But I mean, I think that's about it for me.
Yeah, I think that is it for me as well. So, looks like we have finally made it to the final game on the slate, tipping off at 10:30. We got the Denver Nuggets on a back-to-back playing the Phoenix Suns. Suns are 9.5-point favorites, with an over on a total of 226.5 injuries. You got Jamal Murray. Looks like he is doubtful tonight. Jokic is questionable. And Phoenix has no one.
Now, real quick, just about Golden State. I didn't even bring up Draymond, but if he's back starting at center, he did get a price increase with 6,500. I do like that, especially if he's starting at center.
Yeah, matched up against Mamu Kalishvili.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, we can go to the next one. I just felt like we needed to bring him up. So,
all right, you would think with only two games last night, they would let those teams not play a back to back tonight.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's so weird. But starting it off with Denver, like I said, Jamal Murray looks like he's not playing tonight, resting on this back to back. So I'm gonna go to Bruce Brown here at 5,800. Usually gets the start when Jamal Murray sits. I mean, these last couple games, he's put up 30 or more. In his last two, even with Jamal Murray. So no Murray tonight. He averages almost 30 without Jamal Murray this season.
Yeah, he's 4,700 on DraftKings. So, yeah, I got to imagine he's in that start lineup. So no issues with that. Yep, I like him there at that price tag.
Yeah, and if you even want to take some total risks on some guys, Reggie Jackson, 4,100. Have to imagine he's playing those backup point guard minutes tonight. I mean, he hasn't even played in the last few games.
Yeah, he hadn't even been playing the last.
They've cut him out completely. Granted, they're not playing any other point guards. Him and Ish Smith aren't playing. I guess Bruce Brown is basically playing that backup point guard, but I would think Reggie Jackson would get some minutes tonight. So 4,100, you can look at him, and you can also look at Christian Brown at 4,100 on FanDuel shooting guard too.
Yeah, and I actually hate to say this, but I kind of like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope here tonight. $4,300. Yeah, well, the price has gone down now where it makes you look. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think maybe he could have a increased volume of shooting tonight, just the fact you got no more Murray out there. So $4,300, man. I know you can only play him a shooting guard, but I don't mind taking some shots on him.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that price at all. I do just someone else I do want to throw out. Aaron Gordon, when Jamal Murray sits, he averages 46 fantasy points this season.
Yeah, he was actually the next guy I was going to bring up, just because I think his price is still pretty low on DraftKings, $5,900. I know he's been a little underwhelming here of late, but, I mean, this guy was killing it a few weeks back. So, and, yeah, you take Jamal Murray off the court, you can see what he can do. So, $5,900. I really like that price tag.
Yep. $6,300 on FanDuel. Definitely like him there.
Yeah, I got to imagine Jokic is also back tonight. So, 11-6.
I would think.
I mean, I would think it was just rest, personally, last night. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm imagining they rested him last night. Now Jamal Murray gets the night off. So 11-6, though, I mean, it's Jokic, man, with no Murray. If I land on him, I'm all good.
Yeah, and of course he did sit last night, and both backup centers still sucked.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly.
Yeah, so but, I don't know. I would think he's back tonight, too, like you said.
Yeah. For the most part, that's probably about all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got for the Nuggets as well. So we can jump to Phoenix. I don't have much interest in anyone, honestly. The only guy that I really like is Josh Okogie, just because of his price. 4,600, played 32 minutes with Kevin Durant back last game. So 4,600, I mean, he even put up 30 in the last game. Feels like a good price for him.
Yeah, his minutes even came up with KD on the court. So $4,400 on DraftKings, I mean, I don't mind at all, especially if he's going to continue getting those kind of minutes. I do have some interest in Chris Paul at that $7,200 price tag on DraftKings. Another one, his price just kind of keeps falling, so I'll keep playing him.
Yeah, just to jump back to Okogie real quick, then I'll go to Chris Paul. Okogie averages 30 minutes per game when KD plays and averages 23 fantasy points per game when KD plays. So seems like he gets better.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah. But, Chris Paul is, where is he? 7,700 on FanDuel. So don't mind that either. I mean, KD just gives him another weapon.
Yeah, yeah. So
that makes him better.
Last guy, yeah, I don't know that I really have much interest in KD, just because I do feel like his minutes are still kind of down right now. I mean, only played 29 in this last game, so I kind of waiting for his minutes to come up. I mean, he is only 9K if you feel like it's one of those nights he goes out there and plays 35 minutes, but I may hold off. But I don't mind taking some shots at Booker at 9,600. I mean, he's under 10K, dropped $300 from the last game. Put up at least 42 more fantasy points in the last three. I mean, it is still a decent matchup over here against Denver. So it is Devin Booker. And I know you got KD back and all, but honestly, I think Booker sometimes plays better when KD's in the lineup.
KD's played four games this season. Booker averages 56 fantasy points per game in those four games that KD's played.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I kind of, when you go back and look, man, he's balled out with KD in the lineup. So the price tag alone gives me interest in Booker here tonight. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, I think it's because you got KD and Booker out there. You can't focus on both of them.
Yeah, yeah. And I know DeAndre Ayton's price is coming down, but gosh, man, he just completely fades away when KD's out there with him. So,
yeah, he's
makes me a little nervous there still at 6,600. So, other than that, man, that's all I really got.
Yep. That is it for me as well, which means that is all 13 games on tonight's slate, broken down and covered.
How long were we on here?
It's been an hour and 14 minutes.
All right. Good enough. I was hoping we could at least finish in an hour and 15 minutes. So sorry we kept everybody so long, but 13 games, man.
Yeah, you can only move but so fast with 13 games. And that's going to do it. So anything else?
Nope. Keep an eye on some of this injury news, and good luck, everybody.
Yep, I will keep everyone updated on Twitter at 3NKeyPod with the injury updates tonight. Not looking forward to it with 13 games, but I will put it out there for y'all. And of course, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up, subscribe if you haven't, hit the notification bell to get notified when a new episode gets uploaded. And if you're listening to this in podcast form, download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you can. Everything is always appreciated. But we thank you all so much for watching and listening to another episode of the Three and the Key podcast.